don't remember how I got here. Somewhere along the way I fell from grace. One day I woke up on the street where I'd somehow fallen to disgrace. I've always felt alone, it's been like that for as long as I can remember. There's one day where it's really bad, it's somewhere in the month of December. Not that any day is much different, they all blend together after a while. Empty streets and empty stairs where loneliness is the longest mile. It wasn't good when I was young, Dad didn't want any kids. And somewhere he got the idea that he could sell us for the highest bids. I didn't last long in a home of strangers with acts too difficult to bear. And soon enough I got it clearly that there isn't many who choose to care. The system grabbed me and tried to place me in another home with other strangers. But no one ever checked it out and everyone came with its own dangers. An endless repetition of moves, always the kid in the school that nobody knew. Every connection doomed to be broken until isolation was the only view. Until I ran away for the 100th time and finally no one looked for me. Until I became one of the invisible people in plain sight but you cannot see. The streets were safer than the strangers' homes, the places where I spent my youth. Because eventually I would finally get it, that there is no one that tells the truth. I found the lonely corners on lonely streets, the places where I passed my days. At nights I crawled into a cardboard box, the only place where I didn't pay. Unless someone attacked me in my sleep, nightmares sometimes real and sometimes not. How many times I suddenly woke, still throwing punches in the fight I fought. I woke to kicks, no longer dreams, as I tried to stumble to my feet. One more time to remind me my life was just a lesson in defeat. How many nights I wandered aimlessly, sleep pulling at my legs. But there's not much more to ever hope for, if you're just another man who begs. The price I paid for being useless, but I could never pay that debt. The fear of attack that pushed me forever, where sleep was no longer the safest bet. The years that fell away from my life, like the bark peeling from a dying tree. A stranger's reflection staring from a storefront window that no longer reminded me of me. A painful existence I had at best, less a purgatory than a hell. A story of my life never known, other than the place I finally fell. A useless excuse for living that I'd become in the eyes of others. I left my home so long ago I wasn't sure if I had any brothers. I had very little education because school was never a welcoming place. I tried to learn, but with the emotional pain, I couldn't keep up to the pace. Having never been well cared for, my clothes were dirty and my body smelled. And if I ever asked for help, those that owned me only ever yelled. I lived each day in horrid shame, taunted by the other kids. Shoved inside a garbage can while someone sat atop the lid. Sometimes I didn't even bother to climb out after they had gone away. Because after all, garbage is just what I was at the end of every day. I've been so little for so long, sometimes I don't even notice me. And the more disconnected I become, I don't have to see what others see. I don't know why I bothered to go on in this life where I am denied. I tried to tell my story once, but I was only told that I had lied. I haven't heard the sound of my own voice in so very, very long. There was no point to ever speak, only to be told you're forever wrong. Sometimes I wish this was just a nightmare from which I could awake. Because it has been the longest nightmare, it's not something I could mistake. I used to ponder the meaning of life until I realized there is no meaning. That in the total of my life's existence, other people had only ever been demeaning. I know no one wants to hear my story, because you don't want to have to ever be concerned. It's easier to see me as having caused my fate, than to allow my truth to be learned. One day I'll die like others here, just an empty space on the sidewalk corner. No solemn moment, no funeral rites, just a silent